from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Now comes the fun.
Wherever Max Crosby goes,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
When he takes on the Ravens, it's going to be lit.
Jackson, here comes the pressure. Max Crosby, who's had a day here in Baltimore.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi. Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. It's all good in our neighborhood. Certainly with Ohio State struggling in their Big Ten championship tournament. Starter. It's all good. It's early. It's early on. Because right now, they're now up. They were down. Now they're up.
That's how basketball goes.
Up and down.
Yeah, it's like a seesaw.
Anyway, March Madness has begun. Joe Lunardi is going to join us in short order. Is he first up to start us off right here? Okay, so I see he's zooming in. He's testing.
Checking,
you know what he's doing?
Testing.
He's a bracketologist.
Yeah.
Very few people. This is not.
They don't fool around, Rich.
Does he have a green screen behind him? I'm taking a look right now as he's checking in. It's because a meteorologist has a green screen.
right.
So this is a bracketologist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're an ologist,
yes.
Yeah. Green screen.
Anything to do with it.
Right. Anything.
Think about
geologist.
Green screen.
Proctologist?
Hey.
Green screen.
I gotta go.
Brown screen.
Just don't wear brown. Because you know what I mean? Can just blend in.
Yeah. Be a face, floating head.
You see, as you see here, the East bracket.
Think about Joe Lunardi, right? How many people are so singularly connected to one thing?
It's
when
awesome.
You hear Joe Lunardi, you think March Madness, you think
you
brackets.
Do. That's right.
Like, that's connection. Uh-huh.
When you think Vinny Pasquantino,
you think
Italian-American.
Espressos. Yeah.
Then you think home runs.
Home runs.
Team Italy's.
I mean.
Three Jack.
Woo!
First baseman.
Oh.
Is an hour number three of this program.
I mean, that's a testament to keeping your head in the game, right? Because Vinny was struggling a little.
By the way, zero hits in the World Baseball Classic through the first three games.
It up, right?
And then when we need him most.
With him. Yeah.
Delivered.
He showed his mighty shield, Captain America.
Yeah.
The best of Italy. Oh, baby.
So he'd be Capitan?
Yeah.
You thank me, USA.
Let's go.
He's
the capo di tutti capo. That's what he is.
I said Vinny can. He said that last night.
Oh, I thought you
Rich
were.
Eisen show consigliere. Well, Vinny Pasquantino. Can't wait to talk to Vinny about what he did for Team Italy last night, as well as what he thinks of his New York Jets acquiring Geno Smith.
Oh.
Now,
he seems positive.
I want to revisit this because I gave Rich first blush thoughts.
This was bothering you.
This does bother me.
I hate this team.
No. This does bother me because Jet fans, you sent me some guy who lost his mind, right? I didn't even watch it.
You didn't?
I didn't.
It was really good.
Whatever.
It was good.
Whatever. And I think people were just like, what does Rich think about Geno Smith? He's going to go all nuts.
Yeah, Rich.
Geno Smith is a great fix for what the Jets need right now. How does that sound?
Rich.
Anybody out there that's like, the Jets are just, they stink. They go back to a guy that crapped out. He crapped out. And it just shows you how much they stink. Yeah, this just in, Jets fans. The Jets stink. They know they stink. They're trying to win games now, but no, down the road, The quarterback of their future will be acquired. This is not them saying, we're set. We're ready to win games. We're ready to make a championship run with Geno Smith. Listen, Geno Smith coming back at this part of his career and taking the Jets on a championship run would be one of the greatest stories in the history of the NFL. Yeah. And would I love to see that happen for the Jets faithful?
For sure.
Absolutely. Is that likely on a what's more likely Thursday? The answer is, hold on a second. Hell no. Because he joins a team that is coming off of one of the worst statistical seasons on both sides of the football than anyone can possibly imagine. The fact that the Jets don't have the first overall pick in the draft is maybe one of the most Jets-like things you can imagine. And the reason why they don't have the first overall pick is essentially because of Geno Smith. Because he was on the team that stunk worse. And that is the most Jets-like thing you can imagine, too. That said, what do you want the Jets to do? They have clearly put all their eggs in the 2027 basket. Clearly.
Yep.
They cut Sauce Gardner loose to the tune of two ones, by the way.
Great,
two ones.
Great trade.
Two ones. Thank goodness Chris Ballard didn't have five independent doctors in to look at him. Because he got hurt, essentially, almost showing up in Indianapolis. But the Jets got two ones out of it. And they got a one for Quinnen Williams. But they're like, we don't want it now. We'll take it next year. We'll take it in 2027. For a reason, Jets fans. For a reason. They have three ones in next year's draft. For a reason. The quarterback of the future is there. And they have to get somebody here who can calm the waters and is a veteran who can throw the rock. Their games last year where they looked better than not was when Tyrod Taylor was your quarterback. And Geno Smith is a veteran who can come in and calm the waters. Just protect him. He's got a better run game this year with Breece Hall than he had last year with Ashton Gentry, a rookie. What do you expect? Honestly, when you've got veterans cut loose, Cousins, Tua, soon to be Kyler Murray. And these quarterbacks are searching for their best opportunity to either resurrect a career or win now. What are they going to do? They're going to choose the Jets? They're going to choose, here's what we're going to do. I'm Tua Tagovailoa. Hi, I'm Kyler Murray. I can play for anybody. I can go to a team like, say, Atlanta, where I've got all those weapons and a new head coach in Kevin Stefanski. Or I can go to Minnesota, where there's all those weapons and Kevin O'Connell, coach of the year in his own right. I'm not going to go there. I want to go to the Jets, where the leading receiver had 395 yards receiving last year, despite being Garrett Wilson. That's what I want to do. I want to go there, and I want to go there where there's a head coach who's already apparently maybe on the hot seat because the owner there keeps changing coaches. I want to go there. Yeah, that's what I want to do. And take a look at this. I'm trying to educate and calm the Jet fan down pretty much, right? Hey, did you notice the Jets traded for Geno Smith? Did you notice that? When everybody's expecting Geno's going to get cut by the Raiders, they traded for him. And that sends Jets fans even crazier. They traded for him? Yeah, because even left to his own devices, would Geno Smith have chosen the Jets? Hey, this is what I want to do. I want to go back to the locker room where my career got derailed because my teammate hit me in the jaw and broke it. That's what I want to do, if given my druthers. I don't want to speak on his behalf, but I would kind of say he'd survey options before choosing that one. Now he doesn't have that option. And he is saying the right thing. I'm coming back. I can't wait to get in the playbook, the locker room, the community, because he's a good dude. What did you expect? Kyler Murray to choose the Jets? I was saying the Jets should choose Kyler Murray because you get 1 year with him. Would have been a great option for the Jets, but I think they read the tea leaves. What do you want him to do? Now then, I understand, Jets fans. One last thing. I get it. Just to give this for you. As I looked it up, I wanted to make sure this is right. You remember, Geno, year two, or year three, gets his jaw broken. And in comes Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? And then Josh McCown and Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields. Those are the leading passers between Smith leaving and coming back. So I get it. This is, again, what I was talking about when the Jets started trading away their young Turks, including Jermaine Johnson, right on the outset of the combine. It's going to be on the Jet front office, management, coaching staff to sell this to the Jet fan that they're back in this mix again. Because they've gone through all of this churning at the quarterback spot, and they're waiting for their Drake May and or Jaden Daniels and or Caleb Williams and or C.J. Stroud, even Bryce Young, sorry to say it that way, has shown that he is a playoff quarterback. They're waiting for it. And here's Geno Smith, everybody. It's a tough sell. But hey, what did you expect them to do? Honestly. So stop posting and sending me all these ranting Jet fans.
Sorry.
No. I'm saying that to everybody out there. I see it. I get it. But what do you want? And if you're sick and tired of the churning and the constant rebuilds and being asked for your patience, choose another team. Be like Del Tufo.
No loyalty. Perfect. No honor.
Although the Yankees aren't the Jets.
True.
Yeah. You're a different case. I shouldn't drag you into this. We're people down to your level.
I like that you did that, Richard.
Seriously. What do you want them to do? All right. This smug guy over there.
The jokes just keep
the other smug guy. Nuggets.
You know what I mean?
No, really. You have two choices. You either trust the general manager to turn all of this around and all of in a way that Joe Douglas couldn't and Terry Bradway couldn't and Izik couldn't. You know what I mean? Or they all attempted. They all started tearing it down and trying to build it back up and telling Jet fans, no, this is the time. It's going to happen. And then they say, here's Geno Smith. I understand why they would be upset, but what he's actually what they need, somebody to calm the waters, try and win games, try and win them. Just protect him. Protect him. And get a superb defender right off the top of the draft. You've got your choice of anybody not named Fernando Mendoza in the draft. Get that right. And then with the first Sauce Gardner pick, I'll be sitting there on the draft set that night in Pittsburgh saying, okay, this is where the rebuild begins. Right here. This is the pick they traded away the defensive rookie of the year, not from 8 years ago, not from 12 years ago. This decade. Let's see what they did with this pick for Sauce Gardner. Then the Jets are truly on the clock with the fan base. But Geno Smith, everybody just breathe.
Usa.
I feel better.
Feel good?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I do.
That was good.
Oh, thank you.
Happy
I appreciate
you have a way with words. I don't know if anyone ever told you that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Well, the Jets bring it out of him.
Sorry, folks.
That was an oldie but a goodie.
It is an oldie but a goodie. This guy over there. All right, let's take a break. You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about bubbles and who's in and who's out, or who's going to be in and who's out. First four.
Let's do it.
Last five. List first 16, middle 12. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all part of bracketology. It is not willy-nilly. It's a science. It's a science.
Yeah.
It's Joe Lenardi's time, people.
Hey. Let's go.
It's Lenardi season.
Let's go.
Next on the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
If you're like me and my family, you're all about creating amazing memories while on vacation. And for me, many of those have involved a home we found on Airbnb. We had such great experiences that whenever we travel somewhere new, we always check Airbnb first to find a place that fits our needs. The homes we've stayed in, comfortable, safe, private. You feel like you're part of the community. After a long day of exploring or sitting on a beach, it really is nice to come back to a place you can call your own. Airbnb is also a great way, if you want, to earn some extra money while you're traveling or out of your house for an extended period of time. You can make your home work for you while you're away. Not as a full-time thing, not as some big production, just something that fits into trips you're already taking. You can use the money for that dream vacation or put that money towards that outdoor kitchen you always wanted. Hosting on Airbnb just feels smart. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Rich Eisen here. You know that feeling of handing off your taxes and then hearing nothing? Total radio silence. Well, not anymore. Now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert who checks for every deduction and keeps you in the loop with real-time updates on your phone. Just match with your dedicated expert, upload your docs, and go live your life, confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. This is how taxes should be. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Back here in the Rich Eisen Show.
You are such a hater.
I am not a hater. I'm a congratulator. I congratulate you.
On what?
I'm being excited for Carlos Beltran's uniform retirement ceremony.
That was sincere.
His number.
It was not sincere.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for my brother. I'm happy for my buddy Steve.
You don't like
all
any
Met fans who are just trying to get by.
I mean, aren't we all really?
Willie Mays' number is retired by the Mets.
Who else is retired by the
Should
Mets?
Should be.
Who else is retired?
What?
Who else's number is retired by the Mets?
David Wright is the most recent.
Yeah. Okay.
Seaver.
Daryl Strawberry.
What's your favorite David Wright moment?
Seaver has to be, right?
Man, there's too many. It's Captain America,
okay.
Bro.
Dwight Gooden, Willie Mays, which is kind of ridiculous. Keith Hernandez, Jerry Kuzman, Piazza. Jackie Robinson, obviously, Tom Seaver, Gil Hodges, Casey Stengel.
Okay.
So a good amount.
Oh, gosh.
Not 15.
Casey Stengel has his number retired there, huh? Oh, so they took Casey after his years with the Yankees. It's been going on a long time.
You're beating this to death.
Oh, yeah. Devin Williams and Clay Holmes just following the Casey Stengel footsteps. From the Bronx to Queens.
Isn't it easier, though, Brotman, when you, like, buy all the good players. Eventually, okay. They do have to go somewhere when you decide that.
Wasn't Joe Torre a Met?
Yes. Before he was. But he. I brought that up earlier. He conveniently forgets all of them.
All right.
No, like, Yogi Berra was a Yankee, then a Met.
Like Cone, Strawberry, and Gooden helping him win those 90s World Series. He doesn't want to ever talk about that. You know?
Moving on.
You guys, idiots.
Moving on. Terrible. The ESPN Tournament Challenge is the number one bracket game in the business. Download the app right now to get started. Create your men's brackets, your women's brackets, because it's time for brackets. And the lead bracketologist, Joe Lenardi, is here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Hello.
Is that a lab
Welcome
coat?
To the bracket,
lab
drunk coat. Fellas. Welcome to Dr. Brackett's office.
Hey! Hey!
Nothing going on today.
Oh, good to see you, man. How's it going?
I'm good. We just had the 31-0 Miami Redhawks go down, much to the chagrin of bubble teams everywhere.
Well, because, listen, Joe, come on. The conversation that Miami needed to win out to make the tournament, it's absurd. It's absurd, Joe. Come on now.
Well,
come on.
I agree with you, but let's just say there's lots of people that don't, and a lot of them live in the Auburn section of Alabama and the SMU section of Texas and the Bloomington section of Indiana and, you know, other places like that.
Well, okay. So walk me through that, since that is what you just mentioned is, I imagine, a seismic bracketologist moment. Joe.
It is certainly not one we anticipated this early.
Right.
In the Mid-America Conference Tournament, but at least they were nice enough to play at 11 o'clock in the morning. So yes. In the East, gives us a little time to digest and crunch the numbers. But, you know, it goes like this. There have been six prior undefeated regular season teams, Rich, since seeding began in 1979. And that's according to this bracket brain over my shoulder here.
Nice. Yes.
And all of the prior ones have been one seeds, not bubble teams, one seeds. And that's everything from, you know, Kentucky at 38-0. There was a Gonzaga during coming out of COVID. We had Wichita State a few years ago. Heck, we even had my St. Joe's Hawks back in the day. So to say that Miami isn't a one seed is one thing. To say they can't be a 10 or an 11 is a pretty big runway of dispute. So I think they'll still be in the tournament. I suppose if the committee is having a bad day or we get other bubble thieves, other bid thieves, Miami could be sent to Dayton for the first four. That's actually not too far for them. They'd have great fan support. But, you know, at some point, 31-0 has to matter.
No doubt.
Even to a slave to the numbers, you know, like me and other people like me. So I think the people playing, we led with tournament challenge. I think they're still going to have a chance to pick Miami in their bracket come Sunday night.
Okay. So walk me through the one seeds possibility. I imagine that's where a bracketologist begins or.
Indeed.
Or, okay.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, we have three that are all but locked. Duke, Michigan, and Arizona, in whatever order you want to place them. None of them have yet taken the court this week in their conference tournaments. Duke plays tonight against Florida State. Arizona plays in about an hour and a half against UCF. Michigan doesn't get going until tomorrow because the Big Ten is so big. Mm-hmm. They need all those extra days to get all their teams into the event. They're going to be one seeds. And then Florida is the fourth number one, the defending champions. Terrific back end to the season, recently bumping UConn off of the top line. But still some wiggle room there because the Gators could lose in the SEC tournament, certainly. And UConn can run the table and win the Big East championship in New York, which presumably would include a victory over St. John's in Madison Square Garden. So that would be a feather. But in a way, we're talking a distinction without a difference because one's going to be a one seed, the other's going to be a two. And conceivably, they could even be in the same region, bracketed to meet in an Elite Eight game, in which case, we're wasting a lot of airtime over uniform color.
So Duke's going to be the number one overall? If they win
unless
out
they or lose.
Okay, unless they lose. So
Michigan and Arizona are close enough and they're playing without two rotation guys in the ACC tournament. Caleb Forster has a broken bone in his foot.
Right.
He's been sharing the point guard position with Caden Boozer. And Patrick Ongba has been their top reserve in the front court. You know, he's a big physical presence. But I think Duke is playing the long game here. This is not the tournament they necessarily want to win the most, the ACC tournament, and there's certainly every likelihood that they'll get Gungba back by the NCAAs and maybe even Foster as well if it goes far enough. And I think they're willing to trade being the number one overall seed for that possibility, because they're still going to be a one seed. They're still going to be in the East, and they're still going to start next Thursday, a week from today, in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, and they're also a terrific team, and it makes them well coached, and make sure that they're all healthy. Make sure to play the long game, because the one seed will still be there, and so will all the refs. All right, I don't mean to drag you down to my Michigan level, Joe. All right, so
I'll give you one on the Wolverines, though.
Okay, sure.
I think 57 people on ESPN.com at the start of the season picked a national champion, and I counted two that picked Michigan.
Okay.
You're talking to one of them.
Okay, Joe Lunardi.
Okay.
So I have to stay on that horse.
All right.
Even after the injury to LJ Kaysen, and, you know, that's legitimate. He plays starters minutes, even though he comes off the bench, but they did just go in and win at Michigan State in East Lansing without him. So it certainly gives me every reason to still take UM come next week when we have to make public bracket predictions.
Okay, I appreciate that, Joe Lunardi. I'll put that in my back pocket. Which fan base or fan bases need their schools to go on a run between now and the rest of the weekend in order to make it, Joe?
Well, let's go with Auburn, which just got bumped out of the bracket by Miami of Ohio losing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one, and that run can begin in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Pearl now coaching in his father's spot at Auburn, going against Tennessee, his alma mater, his father's former employer. So no drama, no irony at the SEC tournament. Game being played in Nashville, so college basketball fans everywhere, that's probably the lead game to watch in this next window at 3 o'clock Eastern. I know I'll be watching it. I don't have any idea yet who I'll be rooting for, other than whatever scenario makes bracketing easier and give Dr. Brackets here a little bit of sleep.
You just refer to yourself in the third person as Dr. Brackets. Did I just hear that joke?
Well, I don't consider myself that, but the good folks at ESPN have decided that this is my new character. And I tell everyone that I'm not a real doctor, obviously.
You just play one on TV?
Apparently, I'm playing one on TV, and I suspect that if this isn't a career extender, it absolutely will be a career ender.
Paging Dr. Brackets.
Attaboy.
Paging Dr. Brackets.
Hey, man, I would love to have my own lab coat. I mean, I'll take one.
Oh, it's monogrammed.
I see it.
There you go.
I could see it. Who outside of Auburn? Give me another school that's on the bubble that needs to go on a run. What do you got?
I will, but, you know, you should tell your audience that come a certain age, you do have to visit your bracketologist at least once a year. There'll be a lot of that going on after the tournament. I'm keeping an eye on the Mountain West.
Okay.
This has been a big Steeler conference in the recent past. They've sent 5, 6, and 4 teams to the tournament in each of the last 3 years. We're talking about the New Mexicos and the San Diego States of the world, who typically win that tournament. But Utah State is currently holding the automatic bid. So we could get one of those teams or more getting on a run, taking a bid away from an SMU or a Texas or some other team that loses early in a power conference. We are far from having the final picture of the men's at-large pool here Thursday. I always say Thursday and Friday are the days that give us the pool of teams that we need to make final decisions about on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so last one for you on the men's side of things then, Joe Lunardi. The end of the day, which conference is going to have the most teams in the tournament, do you think?
The SEC will have the most teams at probably 10, followed by the Big Ten with 9, maybe 10, and then 8 each for the Big 12 and the ACC.
Okay. And then on the women's side of things, the one seeds, are they apparent to you, South Carolina?
Oh, I can help you with that. Come on.
Go for it.
I just happen to have here in the bunker.
Yes.
I happen to have our women's bracketologist, Charlie Cream, who would be delighted to hear.
Yes.
Let's talk women's sports, Joe.
Normally, they don't let us in the same room. It's kind of like the president and the vice president. They don't want us to both be taken out.
Understood. I am
the designated survivor.
All right. So, I don't know if he can hear. But,
he can hear.
Okay. Let's talk women's bracketology. What do you have for me for the one seat on the women's side of things?
Rich, it's pretty locked in now. Right. UConn, UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina, in that order, will be your one seed.
Okay, I mean, it's been kind of readily apparent for a while now, but I'm just wondering if there's anything in that you think could upset that apple cart by the
end
of the
day. No, they're all done playing, so we're good. They're all the big conference tournaments on the women's side were last weekend.
Right.
So they're done. They're resting. They're maybe on the beach somewhere getting ready for next week. But they're done playing, so there's nothing else that can happen.
What do I need to know about the women's bracket then outside of that, Charlie? What do you got for me on the bracketology side of things for the women?
On the women's side, we have essentially two bubbles because the top 16 teams get to host first and second round games. So that becomes a very important position to be in. And it's oftentimes a lot harder distinction to make between 16 and 17 than it is between 4 and 5.
Right.
So we're looking at teams like Kentucky and West Virginia and Michigan State and Oklahoma that are in that mix that we'll have to wait and see till Sunday to see if they actually get the host games or not.
Rich doesn't look at Michigan State.
You know, no, I know they exist. I'm just hunting and pecking to see if Michigan can win it all in both. You know, I'm hunting and pecking for it. Although, listen, we're all fans of UCLA. Women's hoops here on this show, as well as Women's Sports Now with Corey Close, just crushing it in Westwood. But you know, Michigan did come close to UCLA a couple of weeks ago when they visited Ann Arbor, Charlie.
And they played UConn within 3 points earlier in the year
They sure did.
Those are two teams that are probably the favorites, and Michigan's right there with them.
Okay, I'll take it. So that's ESPN.com/TCWomen's for the women's bracket. And then you can create your men's bracket at ESPN.com/TCMen's. Make sure you download the app to fill out your brackets today. Women's and men tournament challenge on ESPN. All right, gentlemen. By the way, this is great. Lenardi and Cream, was that like a?
It's the law firm.
Was that the law? Okay, law. I was actually going to go a ventriloquist team from back in the day. Remember that? You know.
Well, I suppose we could open maybe a gastroenterology practice,
ladies and gentlemen. Bracketology is a science. Everyone understand it? Okay. Thank you, Joe Lenardi and Charlie Cream. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
There you go. Hey, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Fantastic.
Lenardi and Cream, everybody. Fantastic. It's like peaches.
They're opening up for Blue Oyster Cream.
United.
Cult, right?
I feel so good.
Opening act for Blue Oyster Cult.
Is that what it was?
Cream, Lenardi, yeah.
Lenardi and Cream?
I like that. Peaches and Cream, though.
That's it.
I think...
How would have said ESPN? This is my latest character.
Peaches.
That's what it shows me. This is my character.
I swear we have a lab.
That's great, though.
Back,
we
that's fun.
Oh no, we did. Feller had one.
The early days, we had paging Dr. Brockman.
Paging Dr. Brockman.
Did we get to a lab coat?
Had a lab coat. I think AJ's mom had a lab coat.
Yep. I bought a bunch of lab coats
of the early days, and I would put it on and give the injury updates each week.
Do you want to do that again?
It's not going to be as good as Lenardi. That's
Lenardi.
It was not monogrammed.
Paging Dr. Brockman.
Well, Lenardi won't be doing anything during football. Maybe he might want something to do.
That's true.
You know,
hey man, the brackets might. He might be I think Heather Dinich is the football college football bracketology, but that we don't call it that. Nor did we. Does she have a lab coat?
Well, let's fix that.
Okay,
let's get her one.
I don't know if she wants one.
Why would you?
I don't know if Joe wants one.
Who would not want a lab coat?
I want one.
Right?
I'm bringing them in tomorrow. You can wear it.
Let me tell you something. As you know, Bachelor of Arts from the University of Michigan, Master of Science, Journalism, Master of Journalism. It's a science degree. That was MS degree. And at Northwestern.
Mike got a BS degree.
So I am.
Yeah.
But that was back in no grade way. School.
You graduated.
So yeah, if I ever take another course on broadcasting, I would be Dr.
Eisen.
Rich Eisen.
That's right.
I would be one degree shy of being Dr. Rich. I would get a lab coat.
I need you.
And I would walk around in that lab coat.
We need to do
my
this.
Children would be so embarrassed. I don't care.
I want to call you Doc Eisen, bro.
Doc
do it.
Eisen.
Like
do
Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
Dr. Jerry. What was your doctor in?
It was anatomy.
Sociology?
Anatomy.
EJ beat me to it.
He,
oh my God. I remember when I first moved out here and Suze was working, covering the Lakers. And, she would be finishing, I would come out here.
Anatomy.
You know, we were dating long distance and I would come out here as a sports center when I was on Sports Center and I would, go to Dan Tana's waiting for her to be finished up downtown, and meet her there. Which is where I met Craig of Craig's Restaurant.
Sure.
At any rate, when he was working there. Long story short is frequently Dr. Buss would already be there. And let's just put it this way. When I walked in my late 20s, early 30s, I brought the median age up.
I was going to say yes. Yes.
The late Dr. Buss, he had a PhD in physical chemistry.
Yeah, I bet.
That's not true. That cannot be true.
Yeah,
that is not true.
It 100%. Is true.
Physical chemistry.
Yeah. He was a chemist. Hold on. He was a chemist for the Bureau of Mines and worked in the aerospace industry.
Okay.
That I do remember.
Okay. He's from Wyoming, got his undergrad there and a PhD at USC.
Okay. Worked at Winning, so he's good.
Yeah. And then got his fortune, obviously, in real estate. Nothing to do with.
No, I know. I saw the HBO show.
Yeah.
Winning Time.
Oh my God!
Physical chemistry.
I mean,
I could be a PhD. I'm one degree shy.
Rich, you got.
Yeah, we've
that.
Talked about this before.
You could do it
do
online.
It. Yeah, go to the University of Phoenix.
What do I want to do online? I'm working too much, Mike.
Well, you can't go and physically take the classes,
exactly.
So you got to do it online.
It's the truth.
You want to take them for me?
I'll do it.
Oh, do you want that?
We can be co-doctors. I'm Doc.
Co-doctor.
That's not how that works, Mike.
I'm the doctor.
Co-doctors.
What does that mean?
I mean, I am the doctor.
Could you imagine?
The fact, right?
Could you imagine you're wondering about your health and you see co-doctor Mike?
Don't let me anywhere
Hi,
near.
Everybody.
I'm your co-doctor. Wait a minute. Who's the other co-doctor?
Like
and then Dotufo walks in his lab coat.
Hey,
I'm like the doctor from Cannonball Run.
And Dr. Vinny Boombox
comes
in. Wasn't
there a Marx Brothers movie that we're describing?
Yes.
How are you? I'm your doctor.
Hey, hey.
All right.
Dr. Nick.
Let's take a break.
Dr. Vinny Boombox.
We're off the rails.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
Wow. What we've talked about for the last 5 minutes if Lenardi didn't show up in the lab coat?
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your check engine, ABS, or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. O'Reilly Veriscan can identify the most likely problem with just one scan. If you need help, O'Reilly Auto Parts can recommend a shop for you. Don't ignore a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. A free service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now. Get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong, because right now you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid. There's the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid 2. There's the bold and stylish Elantra, loaded with the latest tech. You can go all electric, too. The Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9 is there for you on that front. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. Mentioned this before. It's time to revisit it. Kellen Moore of the New Orleans Saints, the head coach there, he was being asked about their acquisition of Travis Etienne Jr., and this is the exchange. It's of interest because Alvin Kamara's name got mentioned as potentially being a retiree coming up. Hit it.
Is your expectation right now that Alvin's a part of
Yeah, we'd like to go through that process, certainly. And so we feel, obviously, we know Alvin means a lot to us. Again, this is we're 3 days in this thing. We've signed Travis, and we'll go through that process.
Is he considering retirement?
I'm not going to get into all that stuff. I haven't had those conversations in any way. So
something's up.
That's not
what's
a,
up.
Not a no.
Well, it's also like, what does it mean going through the process either?
Are they Sixers?
Listen, I told you what the signing of Travis Etienne meant is that Jeremiah's love is not
right
going to be there at 8.
Exactly.
And if I'm the Saints, would you use draft capital to go up to get him with all the draft, you know, with all the roster needs you have?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Jeremiah Love is particularly special, but when you go out and spend the money for Travis Etienne, I mean, that's the end of that. You're not going to then draft a running back. You're not going to say, here's what we're going to do for a team that's rebuilding. We're going to hit that running back spot and just crush it. We're going to get a free agent, and then we're going to use our best draft choice on one. Yeah, no, just not going to do that.
Definitely not.
But Kamara may be retiring.
So that was going to be my question. So what if that's the case? Do you?
Well, that's why you signed. That's why you signed Travis Etienne for sure, because you know Jeremiah Love's not getting there to 8 anymore. Hell yeah,
Alvin.
So you sign him.
He'll be 31 at the end of July.
But I don't know what his, look it up. What's his contract? What's his contractual situation? Where they have to go through a process with him. What's the process?
Let's see. He is extended through this year.
Well, that's what it is. If I'm him, I want more money.
This is the last year of his deal.
Yeah. Now this all makes sense. Yeah. That's a process. That's what the process is.
He's not making a lot this year, though.
Well, that's again the process. When you're 31 and you can run it like Alvin Kamara, but he's not going to have nearly as many touches when Travis Etienne shows up. So get Travis Steven with the in the French Quarter.
Bonjour.
With the Florida League.
Jean m'appelle.
Yeah, he had signed a 2-year 24.
Jean m'appelle. You say it like it's Jamiroquai over there. Jean m'appelle.
Virtual.
Hey. It's okay.
He had signed a 2-year 24.5 extension in 2024. So.
Comment allez-vous?
Okay. And then again, we were talking about this the other day when it went Kenneth Walker III, then Etienne. And it's just like, okay. So the teams that's 9th and 8th in the draft order that had Jeremiah Love written all over the place, ascribed to them in pre-combine mock drafts, both of them think Jeremiah Love's not dropping that far. And K9, if you will, Kenneth Walker III, KW3, K9, whatever you want to call him, because that's his number, uniform number. He was introduced today in Kansas City and was asked why he chose the Chiefs.
Yeah, so winning culture, you know, watching over the years, been to plenty of Super Bowls, and, you know, they know how to win, so I feel like it's a great fit for me.
How close was the decision anywhere? Did you really court other teams? Did you have any place else that you really looked at, or was it here?
It was other places I looked at. It was other places, but, you know, it wasn't this where I wanted to be.
Yeah, there are other places.
Okay.
There's only one Patrick Mahomes.
I didn't know what his voice sounded like.
I don't talk much.
He just doesn't talk much. I bet you that might be the only time you see him behind that podium.
Yeah.
Right? All year. When's he going to be sitting there behind a podium again?
Brockman, you know this. Real G's move in silence, bro.
Exactly.
Come on.
Like lasagna.
Well, I mean, you have to talk. There's a difference.
I know. That's a fireman reference.
Speaking of firemen, when you were talking about the Jets, I was wondering what Fireman Ed was thinking about.
Oh, please. Oh, whatever.
We need Fireman to find out his opinion on Geno Smith.
Kareem Hunt is the last 1,000-yard rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
And that's the next one right there.
They spent some high draft capital. Remember, they took Clyde Edwards-Helaire early in that draft.
He was a first rounder. You know, and that's a 1,000-yard rusher behind the Kansas City Chiefs line. And they are going to give him the rock. And let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens when somebody who can run it like Kenneth Walker, when he's healthy, what he looks like in this offense with Kelsey back and the rest of these guys. What if Carnell Tate winds up there 9th overall? What if that happens? Now you're talking, aren't you?
Means nothing if Mahomes is not ready.
He's going to be ready.
I don't know how you can say that.
I just did into this microphone that's right here in front of me.
I think I'd be a little more responsible with that.
Yeah, I mean.
You said that Jason Tatum was going to be ready and we didn't think he was. And now look, he's back.
Is that the first time you've ever accused me of being irresponsible?
I just, you know, someone else's health. That's all I mean.
I understand.
I'm not being, you know, accusatory.
I understand that. I don't have the lab coat.
Right.
I understand.
I don't have a lab coat.
I'm not looking at his.
I'm not looking at X-rays.
I'm not looking at
MRIs.
You know, his MRIs or anything like that.
You know what I mean? I'm not doubting the player.
But I think who we had on Breer said earlier that the expectation is he's going to be there. Kenneth, and by the way, if he needs some time to ramp up, let's do this. Hand it off.
Yeah, that's why it's a perfect signing.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's get a run game and let's commit to it. Let's get Eric Bieniemy figuring that thing out too.
Is Kareem still going to be there? Even better.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Hour number three. Vinny Pasquantino is going to join us next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.